This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Hello, thank you for tuning in today. I have a super fun podcast episode for you because on this podcast episode, I want to share with you how you can manifest a lifestyle upgrade. How fun is that? And I was inspired to record this episode when a few weeks ago, we were flying to the Netherlands for Christmas and back to Chile. And we flew business class. And on the way back, I realized, oh my God, I've set an intention for this a few years ago, and now it's a reality. And I shared that on Instagram also, and I got a lot of response from people who also have the desire to fly business class. And that's why I'm recording this episode for you. I want to take you through the steps that you can take, that I took, that will help you to manifest a lifestyle upgrade. Because this realization made me look on our entire lifestyle and reflect on all the other lifestyle upgrades we have manifested in the last years. And there are quite a few. I also realized that I've never talked about this in my content or on my social media because I was taught, I don't know about you, but I was taught that you shouldn't show off what you have to other people because that makes you look shallow. It makes you look materialistic. It makes you look like money is very important to you and it might trigger other people. So don't do that. And that's the reason why I haven't talked about this before. But honestly, I'm ready to break through that because that's obviously bullshit. It's my intention not to show off. It's my intention to inspire you and to help you see what's possible for you too. And that's why I'm recording this podcast episode. It's definitely slightly uncomfortable because I'm breaking through, you know, my own limiting beliefs right now. So I wanted to have said that. All right. When I talk about lifestyle upgrades, I talk about we currently have what they call in English a mate. I don't like that word at all. It feels a little bit disrespectful to the people. So in Chile, we call it Nana. I like that much more. And we have a full-time Nana, which is a wonderful woman that helps us with everything in the house. She is here every single day and it's absolutely amazing. She irons, she cleans, she cooks, she helps me take care of Ethan. She does everything. And that's definitely something that's cheaper in Chile than it is in most Western countries. But that's not something I'm proud of or that I'm looking to take advantage of. In fact, the minimum wage here in Chile is way too low. If you look at, you know, the prices in this country, a lot of people think that Chile is probably, you know, cheaper than Western countries, but that's not the case. It's absolutely not the case. Chile is in some ways a little bit cheaper, like for some services, like for example, a Nana, that's significantly cheaper than it would be in Western countries. But life in general, it's the same. It's not cheaper at all, unfortunately. But so for a lot of people here, that means that
Life is really hard financially because the minimum wage is super low while life is relatively expensive. And so that's not something I'm proud of. In fact, I set the intention for myself to raise her salary every year until she makes a decent European standard salary. So she's probably one of the best paid nanas in Chile at the moment. And every year when I give her a raise, she cries a little. So, you know, it's really wonderful to be able to make that impact as well, you know. So that's one lifestyle upgrade that has been manifested in the last years. Other than that, we have gardeners every week. We go out for dinner 3 to 4 times a week. I was able to manifest a wardrobe upgrade for myself. So I mean, not always, but I do spend some more money on more high quality clothes for myself. We go on vacations about 2 months a year. 2 times to the Netherlands and 2 more smaller trips as well. And so, yeah, I consider us very privileged, blessed, and with this incredible lifestyle that we were able to create for ourselves. It's incredible. And I'm going to take you through a few steps that I've been taking and that you can take for yourself if you want to manifest a lifestyle upgrade for yourself. The first step is really, what is it that you desire? Because a lifestyle upgrade is different for everyone. You know, maybe you want to buy more high quality foods for yourself, consume better food, wear better quality clothes. Maybe for you, it's going out to a beautiful cafe and order a cappuccino for yourself. You know, there is no right or wrong. Ask yourself, what is it that you desire? A lot of entrepreneurs, they set a revenue goal for themselves. But what I always recommend, also ask yourself, so what would I like to do with that money if I earn it? That makes your goal so much more powerful. Now you have not just an empty money goal, but you know exactly why you want to realize that goal. And so one of my intentions has been flying business class, because we fly quite a lot, you know, because we try to go to the Netherlands at least 2 times a year. And then there's also other trips that we make. I mean, and that's it's such a long trip to the Netherlands. It's like there are no direct flights, so you have to take 2 planes. And then the longest flight is always around 13 hours. And so, especially with kids, that's just terribly long, right? You know, so that desire just was born basically there. That's when the desire was born. And I said, wow, how wonderful would it be if traveling would be a joy, if I would look forward to that plane trip. And that's what business class definitely does for me. It's such an incredible, luxurious experience. You feel like a queen. They take care of you. The food is wonderful. You get to lay horizontal and actually sleep. It's incredible. It's a treat, you know. And so that desire was born. I set the intention, and that was why. Part of why I would want to make extra money was, all right, I would like to be able to buy business class tickets. And that's step number one. And then step number two is remove all the resistance and judgment and guilt and shame you feel around that. Because I think that's big. I mean, that was why I didn't want to talk about that to my community or social media, because I felt shame around it. Felt like, you know, it's not okay to show this. Maybe people think that I'm materialistic or something like that. So ask yourself, what are the feelings of resistance for me around this? What are my limiting beliefs? What are my limiting beliefs? And I'm sure that you'll find a bunch. You want to shift them. You want to shift them. For me, it was just, I didn't see myself as that person
I felt like, you know, the rich and the famous fly business class and no one else, you know, and that's very, that's something that's not in my reach. And so I had to shift that to start seeing myself as somebody who would fly business class and as deserving of that, right? So ask yourself, what resistance comes up for me around the thing that I want, and shift that. Shift it and shift it until your beliefs and your thoughts are in alignment with the thing that you want, so that you clear the way for the manifestation to come in. Now, the next thing I want to recommend you to do is start raising your standards right now. Not every standard that you raise has to cost a bunch of money, but you can start teaching yourself by raising your standard that you're ready for more. You're ready for a more luxurious experience. You're ready for more support, for more quality. Where can you allow yourself to have more right now? Can you raise the standards of the kind of people that you allow in your life? Can you raise the standards of the quality of food that you currently eat? Can you raise the standards of the quality of clothes that you wear? You could wear, you know, you could buy less clothes, but maybe a better quality. There are lots of standards you can already raise. So, you know, take a look around in your life and ask yourself, where can I raise my standards now? That's you sending a message out to the universe to say, I'm ready for more. Another thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're not sending any negativity towards the thing that you want. So let me give you an example. Let's say you open Instagram, you see me flying business class, and you unfollow me and you say, this bitch is just showing off that she's got the money to fly business class, and, you know, I don't like these kind of people or whatever. I'm sure you didn't do that. Otherwise, you didn't listen to this podcast. But you get my point, right? Do you have any resentment towards people living a luxurious lifestyle? Do you get triggered by people living a luxurious lifestyle or spending money on something that, I don't know, a lot of money on anything? If you find yourself, you know, having those triggers of feeling those feelings of resentment or maybe jealousy, it's something you want to shift, because that's you sending negativity towards the thing that you actually want, and it's not helping. It's actually you pushing it away. So stop judging. And if you find yourself being triggered, shift that trigger. Ask yourself, why am I triggered? And can I shift that trigger into a more neutral emotion? Ideally, you're sending love towards the thing that you want. That is just going to draw it closer. So for me, I mean, I never felt resentment or triggered towards people who would fly business class, you know, so I didn't have any resistance there. I might have that towards people who fly a private plane, because I don't think that's, but you know, that's a different thing, right? So, and I did feel a lot of pure positive energy towards the thing that I wanted, which was flying business class, because I just love the experience. I love the treatment you get. I love, you know, the glass of champagne and amazing food and actually lying horizontal and sleeping. You know, I really love that. Yeah. So how did it manifest actually in our reality? I want to share a little bit about that. So what I always thought was, well, we just need to, you know, make more money and then we can buy business class tickets. But the thing is that actually the ticket prices increased drastically compared to a few years ago. And I mean economy class tickets. Economy class tickets doubled or maybe even tripled in price in the last years. And so
what happened to the business class ticket, I mean, they also doubled or tripled. So even though we had a bigger budget for plane tickets, it was still out of our reach to buy those business class tickets. We did fly business class during the pandemic. Back then, the tickets were still pretty affordable. After the pandemic, the tickets increased drastically and it was kind of out of our league. But, you know, we did set our mind on it. And I think that's an important part, something that you really want to do. I remember that once I posted on Instagram about an upgrade that I'd had, and one of my followers asked me, oh my God, how did you do that? They've never given me an upgrade. But what she meant, she thought that I was just picked out of my economy class seat and transferred to the business class seat, you know? I feel like that hardly happens anymore. That's never happened in my entire life on all the flights that I took. They've never given me like a surprise upgrade. And I think that's what she meant. But what we did, how we manifested the upgrade, manifesting doesn't necessarily mean that something comes falling out of the air for you. You know, it means that you have to take, you know, actual action towards it. So if you, like me, want to fly business class, at least check the tickets, because maybe you can afford it. Maybe there is a, you know, a super interesting upgrade available. Or when you're at the desk checking in, ask if there is space in the business class area and what an upgrade will cost you. And so that's what we did several times, actually. So every time we flew, even if we flew business class, we went to the desk, we asked, you know, can we get an upgrade? And we got it several times. And most of the time we had to, you know, we had to pay extra, anything from a few hundred euros to a few thousand euros. But, you know, that's, yeah, and then it's up to you if you want to make use of that offer. But don't just sit and wait, book a economy class tickets and wait for, you know, somebody to magically pull you out of your chair and put you in the business class seat. I mean, not if you really are serious about upgrading your lifestyle, right? So start, like every thing that you want to manifest, start acting on it. Start checking the tickets. Start looking for the kind of clothes that you'd like to buy for yourself. Start looking at how much you need to hire more support in the house. Start looking. Start aiming for it. Start acting as if you are that person that's already having it. And then you increase the chances of it actually happening. Last thing that I want to add is, you probably need a shift in your money mindset, because like I mentioned earlier, you need to be willing to spend the money on the thing that you want. And I think that there is a problem for a lot of people. They want the lifestyle upgrade, but they're not willing to pay for it. Do they want to fly business class? Yes. Do they want to have more help in the house? Yes. Do they want to go out for dinner much more? Yes. Do they want to design a book? Yes. They would like that, but they're not willing to spend the money for on it. And then it's never going to happen. It's just not. So that's a door that you want to start opening in your head. It's a door for me that I definitely had to open in my head as well. You know, because I was raised also with a mindset of like, you know, try to spend the least amount of money as you can on some, not always, by the way, you know, it's also good to pay for quality, but definitely if it's not necessary, you know, that was what I was taught. If it's not necessary, don't spend the money. And you need a completely different mindset for a more luxurious lifestyle, and it's something you can take step by step. But definitely this is an important shift. And what really helps is to start seeing money as something that flows in and out of your life. It's like oxygen. It's something that you easily breathe in and breathe out. It easily comes in and you circulate it back into the world. Start looking at money as if it's everywhere, and as if, which is true, actually, you know, money is everywhere and is easily available, and you can easily make it. You can easily make it. There are always opportunities to make money. If you start thinking about money as a resource that you can easily get more of, you can easily make, easily increase, it's also much easier to spend it. I've always find it very easy to invest in myself. That's something that I can't hardly remember that I had a problem with that. It's always been easy to invest in myself because, again, it's an investment. It's coming back. And so I've always believed that, whatever I invest in myself, it comes back times 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And so that's never been hard for me because I believe I see it as an investment. It comes back one way or the other. It always comes back. But spending in a luxurious experiences like flying business class, now it's not necessarily coming back as in personal growth or happiness, maybe a little, or in money. This is coming back as an experience. So that for me was a shift that I had to make. Because I realized investing, when I know it comes back in terms of money or happiness or well-being, I find it easy to invest. But with more luxurious things like clothes or something like that, yeah, it feels like it's not an investment. It's not necessarily coming back. And sometimes it is, you know, when you look at it as, for example, support that I have in my house. That for me, I pay those bills with a lot of love because she really literally raises the quality of life. And so that for me, it's an investment. It's easy for me to spend that kind of money. With flying business class, it was a little bit harder, you know, it feels more like, okay, you know, it's an experience of 13 hours and then it's gone, you know. But starting to look at money as something that easily flows in and out, really upgrading your money mindset, that helped me to create that experience. All right, that was today's podcast. I hope you're hyped up. I hope you're excited that it's possible for you to 100%. I never thought that all of this would be possible for me. I didn't really see myself as that kind of person, but look at me now, you know? So go out there and have fun manifesting. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.